News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hard-right Republicans have given House Speaker Kevin McCarthy another crushing defeat as he tries to avoid a government shutdown next week.
McCarthy has repeatedly given in to the House's most conservative wing and thought he'd figured out a plan for averting a shutdown by making more concessions.
Last night was a breakthrough.
But not long after.
The yeas are 212. The nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A core group of Republicans voted with Democrats to stop a defense funding bill from advancing. Another huge loss for McCarthy.
The chair declares the House in recess.
And another standstill for the chamber, which top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries blames squarely on GOP infighting.
In the Civil War.
With a shutdown looming in 10 days if Congress cannot pass bills to fund the government. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered an upbeat message to members of Congress on the state of the war with Russia, later telling President Biden,
"Trust and support I felt from both chambers and those bodies."
Economic news, jobless claims down last week and home sales down last month, while mortgage rates crept higher, the average 30-year now 7.19%. Stocks closed lower, the S&P lost 1.6%. And Fox Broadcast founder Rupert Murdoch is stepping down. Margie Zaraletta has details.
Fox says 92-year-old Rupert Murdoch will become chairman emeritus of both Fox and News Corp. Murdoch started with one newspaper in Australia that he inherited, and he created the first network to successfully challenge ABC, CBS, and NBC. Murdoch also founded Fox News Channel in 1996. His son Lachlan will become chairman, as well as continue to serve as chief executive officer. Murdoch says he will be involved every day in the contest of ideas in his new role. Lachlan Murdoch says his father will continue to provide valued counsel to both companies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. Fentanyl found hidden in a New York daycare center. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Police say the owners of a New York City daycare center where one toddler died and three others were sickened by opioid exposure last week were hiding bags of fentanyl concealed by plywood and tile flooring. Photos shared by investigators show bags full of powder just a few steps away from a shelf of children's toys. Police have arrested the daycare center's operator and a tenant who lived in the apartment, saying they operated a drug ring. They were charged with murder of depraved indifference in the toddler's death. Before alerting first responders, the daycare center's operator called her husband instead of calling authorities for help. The husband was seen on surveillance footage entering the building moments later, then leaving through a back alley with multiple shopping bags. Police are still searching for the husband. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.